Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our Tuesday City Hall update. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Beautiful, glorious morning, Joe.
It really is, yeah. Summer is not over yet, but it's it's waning quickly for sure.
It sure is, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's, my gosh, Sunday, right? September 1st, Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, school days. Remember that song?
I sure do. I think my parents would sing it to me about this time of year.
Yeah, that's right. I used to hate that.
And they'd be so happy.
Absolutely.
I actually had a chance yesterday to sit down, have a nice chat with the superintendent and the assistant superintendent about back to school. And they had a great summer program, actually, and have some really fun stuff planned for the fall, too.
Yes, they're doing an outstanding job really leading our system. And I know that this constant movement, and I know they filled some 50 positions, I believe, to prepare for the new school year with retirements and resignations. So, they're ready to roll. They're a great team. And of course, we're so proud of our school system. It's the best in the state. Outstanding personnel and teachers and, low class size. And of course, during the summers, you will know, he probably touched on it, but a lot of work's done in the school buildings. Things you can't do during the regular school year with the kids in there. So I know Paul Heinz's department, public buildings, has been very busy preparing for the new school year as well. So reminded of people driving that the school buses and school activity will be out there. People driving around the schools, please be careful, slow down. Watch out for those kids in the crosswalks.
Yeah, September 4th, first day of school for the youngest ones. So it's fast approaching for sure.
Sure is.
They mentioned specifically the focus on absenteeism this year and really trying to address that and get more kids in class.
Yeah, that's been an issue since COVID with every school district. It really has. It's a challenge. So I know they're trying all kinds of new things and trying to reach out to families. But it's a different time. It's amazing the changes in a short period of time. And it's a serious one because that's when you're absent, you're missing learning time. And the kids won't be as prepared. So I know they worked it last year, and I know they got some new ideas this year to work it as well. But it's something that every school district is grappling with.
Sure. I know that one area of concern for you is the state funding for public schools here in Quincy specifically, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, nobody can really explain to me the formula on how it works, a total local aid, for example, from the state, City of Quincy is about $70 million. City of Lynn is like $320 million. Brockton's well over $300 million. Wellesley got a bigger percentage increase than we did this year. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I understand some of those poorer districts and more challenged districts like Brockton and others that. However, the disparity between the two just seems to be an awful gap. So, yeah, we didn't see much of a bump this year. But we're prepared, and we'll handle it and get through it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, one of the biggest changes, the opening of the Rick DeCristofaro Learning Center.
Indeed. I was talking to one of the instructors. Teachers will be stationed there. Stations isn't the right term. We'll be teaching there.
Yeah.
And so excited about the whole new building and the classrooms and the whole new energy that's really there for those youngsters. So very excited about that, and hopefully that's going to go smooth. The times are adjusted a little different than the central school to try to ease on that traffic around that block area in Wollaston. So very excited about that one. That's a special, special project.
Yeah, I'm told already 240 students enrolled, a capacity for 350, and then maybe some out of district, perhaps.
Perhaps the other thing that will happen there is Superintendent, probably mentioned that is, it'll grow each year because right now you get kids currently out of the district. They're not going to come back because they're used to the program.
Sure. Yeah.
But those that are in the program will stay here. And so over time, that number will change. So that's a good start, though, 240 kids. So we're excited about it.
What does that mean for the future of the Emilio Della Chiesa Center?
That's something the school committee will discuss. I know we've got, some challenges at Clifford Marshall, some challenges at Lincoln Hancock. with numbers. So whether it, you know, goes back to being a kindergarten only, those are things we're kicking around. But we're doing some analysis on the building right now. The building needs some attention, particularly the HVAC system and the mechanical systems there. So we have to address those first.
Something else that a lot of folks need to prepare for next month, Mayor, is the complete shutdown of the Red Line for 24 days for some critical track work. So that certainly is the most impact right here in Quincy.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, when the general manager called me a few months ago about that, I fully support it. I know it's going to be a little disruptive. Obviously, there'll be buses running. But, you know, the old way of doing things is it would take us months to get this project finished because you'd the shutdown at a certain time in the early morning, and then you're starting up again in the early morning. It only gives you a few hours of real work to get done. So by shutting it down, they can get an awful lot of work done, get this thing banged out and finished, which will then eliminate the slow zones. In fact, increase the speed of the trains by some 7 or 8 miles an hour. So as we all know, they've been experiencing slow zones for some time. I think it was built for 40 miles per hour. And I think when they're finished, it could be closer to 50 miles per hour. So that will increase, obviously increase the times and be better for the commuter.
Sure. Will there need to be any changes along Hancock Street for the buses?
Well, I know that the T is working with traffic and parking to make sure that that's all being addressed. So I haven't seen the final plan, Joe, but I'm sure it's all worked out.
It's September 6th through the 29th between JFK, UMass, and Braintree, just for folks to be aware. And prepare accordingly.
Exactly.
Also, of course, Mayor, next week, a week from today, is primary election day here in the city and in the state.
Absolutely. Yep. It's state officials, local legislators, county officials. I certainly encourage people to get out and vote. But so far, according to the city clerk, the voting, as far as the early voting goes, has been very, very slow and very light.
Hmm. So, yeah, it's 8:30 to 4:30 this week over at the Great Hall at City Hall. Mail-in, of course, is also available. Right. And then in person, oh, yeah, that old-fashioned way.
I know, I still like that way.
I'm with you there, too. Next Tuesday from 7 a.m. rather to 8 p.m.
Right.
Tomorrow night, Mayor, as you're well aware, the 14th Annual Candlelight Vigil, memory of all those lost to overdose substance use disorder, 14 years now.
Yes, it's a very solemn evening, rightfully so. But I do know the families appreciate it. This is a scourge that's affected the whole nation, and we've experienced it here in Quincy. And without getting into all the issues around it, this night is really about the families remembering their loved ones and reminding the community that this still continues to be an issue that we have to address.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. right at the Hancock Adams Common. And folks should contact Laura Martin in your office if they have a loved one they'd like to be included. They're having a video memorial, so they could be included in that if they'd like.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I believe the weather's going to be with us. So.
Looks okay. I think we'll be okay, hopefully. If not, it's over at the auditorium at Quincy High School.
That's correct.
Do want to ask you, Mayor, do you have any preliminary thoughts for your agenda for the city council in the upcoming session?
We're working on some zoning issues. For example, some of the blighted properties that every community deals with. We're going to tweak the zoning on that, give us some more tools to deal with those issues. For example, Joe, I could point out a couple of properties that have been not kept up at all. And you find out, an elderly person has gone into a nursing home. It may be a distant relative out of state that's controlling the property, and the grass is 3 feet high, and everything's overgrown. I don't think that's fair to the neighbors. So, the hope is to put an ordinance in that the city could actually have a landscape company go and clean up the property and then lien the taxes on it to pay the cost of the landscape, for example. Mm. So that's probably going to require a home rule petition to the state legislature. And then we're looking at other zoning tweaking as well. We want to make sure that this residence A's areas as tight as they can be so that they're not overdeveloped on those single-family neighborhoods. And so things like that we're working on now, and then we'll deal with it in the fall. I know that the overlay district for ENC will be discussed again to make sure we get that passed this fall. Hmm. Things like that, but nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm. September 9th will be the first session in September because of the Monday holiday this year. It's so early, Labor Day.
It is early, yeah, but as early as it can be, I believe.
Exactly, yes. Mayor, thank you so much. Have a very happy, healthy Labor Day weekend.
You also, Joe, and we'll see you soon.
Talk to you next week.
I know.
Bye-bye. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.